How do you think the defense looks as we stand here in mid-June?
Oh, man, looks great to me. Got all the guys back. All the guys know what we're doing. It's like second nature now. It's just building on top of it, add more to the defense so we can just confuse on offense when we can play against them. So it's great.
Your secondary, the pass defense, got a lot of recognition last year.
Mm-hmm.
How much better can it be, I guess, now that you guys are all together in that second?
Oh, man, it could be tremendously better. I mean, we're trying to be ranked up with Earl Thomas and them and the Broncos defense. We're trying to be all the way up there with their secondary. So the guys we have back there and the chemistry that we have and the respect we have for one another is unbelievable.
I think you were ranked 28 in the NFL countdown.
Mm-hmm.
What was just your reaction to that?
It's a blessing. It definitely was a blessing. It was an opportunity to be on there. It's a great opportunity to be on there. And looking to go a little lower next time, you know?
Lennon, when we talked to Dave Merritt last week, you said that he had talked to you about your potential was beyond all pro. You could be one of the all-time greats.
Mm-hmm.
What was that conversation like for you, and how much did that mean to you to hear that?
It means a lot to me. Me and Coach Merritt have talks all the time, and he asked me what's my ultimate goal. And my ultimate goal is to wear that yellow jacket at the end of the day. Like a gold jacket, I would say. At the end of the day, at the end of my career, that's my goal. So, I mean, the work that I have to put in there, the chemistry that I have with my coaches and my guys and the knowledge and the work I have to put on the field, it has to be 10 and above. If not, I mean, I'm not going to be there.
So. You also said you have a lot to improve on from last year as well. When you look back at how well you played last year, do you nitpick and see what you need to improve?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at a lot of stuff that I could work on. And talked to Coach Spags about different things. He asked me what I was going to work on this offseason. I said, a major thing I really want to work on is reading my keys and being able to recognize plays way faster than what I did last year and just muscle endurance. So things like that and be able to run around the field all day and make plays, that's the biggest thing and my biggest key.
Last year do a lot for your confidence, though?
Hmm?
Did last year do a lot for your confidence? And
actually, my rookie year did a lot for my confidence, and it just built on top of that each and every year. So I don't know what to expect this year, but, I mean, you're going to see.
He said you were played at, like, a 7 out of 10 last year,
mm-hmm.
and you could be, like, an 8 or 9. What out of 10, what were you last year?
Oh, man, my expectations, I mean, I want to be a 10. I'm working on being a 10, but if I feel like I could be a little better, I said I was 7-2. I mean, there's a lot of things I could work on. As I nitpick and watch my film on myself, there's a few things I know I could be better at, and definitely gonna work on it this year and this offseason.
I mean, statistically, you put up some huge numbers, mm-hmm. tackles, interceptions, mm-hmm. Fumbles, all that stuff across mm-hmm. the board. How driven are you to have that not be your best season? Some people that will be their best season.
Oh man. I'm very driven. I mean, I watch like guys like Eric Berry. I watch guys like Earl Thomas. I watch guys like Cam Chancellor. Those guys have terrific seasons each and every year. To build on top of the great seasons that they have, they work at this. It's phenomenal. Like, I'm going to Earl Thomas camp this upcoming week, and we're going to definitely chop it up and stuff like that. So just the mindset that he has is different beyond anybody I talk to. So the mindset that I want to have just like him, it's got to be that.
How have you two become close?
Who?
You and Earl Thomas.
Well, we have the same agent, so we kind of got introduced from that point on, and then I went to his camp last year, and it's the quote that I said when on ESPN. He said, I said that I wanted whoever Earl Thomas, I want to be his spot, and I got that. I only got that from Earl Thomas when I went to his camp last year. He was just like, it was me, Ha-Ha, and a couple other safeties that was there. He was like, which one of y'all? He said, I'm getting old, but still, I'm going to still bring my all. And he said, which one of y'all going to come take my spot? And I told him I was going to come get it. So that was my ultimate goal, and just to strive for more now.
How much does it help to have a relationship with a guy like that who you want to, take his spot?
Say it again?
How much does it help to have a personal relationship with him?
Oh, very. It helps a lot because, I mean, he's going to bring his all each and every week. So I have to bring my all because, I mean, if I'm a step behind, he got an advantage on me. So can't let that happen.